Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my conscious friends, and welcome to Dr. Sarah Let's Talk About It Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Brodsky. Okay, talent. So what comes up for you when you hear that word? And what talent do you possess that you have yet to acknowledge or that you have been refusing? Well, this is the topic of this show, and we're going to explore this, explore all of this, and get clear on what it is for you, what your talent is, and ways to choose and be it in this reality. Wow. So how does it get any better than that? I wonder, my friends, let's see. So, what is talent to you? What is your talent? And what talent is uniquely yours that you have yet to acknowledge that you have been refusing? And what talent do you truly be that you're ready to actualize into this reality? Now, my live guest and I will be exploring this with you, and I'm so excited to have this person on the show. And I am so excited also to have you really tap into this energy of what talent is and going beyond that. So I wonder what else is possible now, and I'm really excited to find out. So, without further ado, I'd like to bring on the guest right away so we have plenty of time to explore this topic. And my live guest for this evening is Hope Shanti Rubenkowski. Now, Hope is an Access Bars facilitator, energy healer, life coach, actress, and adventurer who believes that anything is possible. Born and raised in Pacific Northwest, she travels and teaches internationally. Embodying joy, Hope loves exploring with people to facilitate expansive living, much of which uses the dynamic tools of Access Consciousness. Her mission as an actor is to bring characters to life that surprise people and convey the human experience as honestly as possible. Though she still loves science, dancing, singing, as well as painting, writing, and directing from time to time, Hope remains main artistic passion has always been and continues to be acting. She teaches a bi-monthly class in Seattle called Playing in Presence, and her capacity to hold space without judgment is a gift she naturally gives to her clients. So, without further ado, I would love to introduce you, Hope. Hi, Hope.
Hi, Sarah. I wish you could see, I wish there was like the video right now and you could just see the giant smile on my face. I'm so excited to be here with you.
Oh my gosh, I'm so grateful to have you on the show. And I'm so ready to explore this topic. And I know from what you and I have talked about already, this is an area that is really your walking, living, talking space of being. Is that correct?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. It's something I kind of knew when I was really young. I was like 6 years old when I first was in a school play, and I was just like, this is what I love. And it's what I've pursued my entire life. But one of the really cool things that kind of came with that is just like where I've been able to see all of the, like all the stopping points that I like could have fallen into or could have like gone into, and where instead I just like kept being like, okay, cool. Like, what can I choose here? What can I choose here? What can I choose here? Cause like in this reality, being an actress isn't necessarily an easy thing.
And
that's kind of the funny, like, other flip side of it too, is that being like a super X-Men-y aware person, like all of the things that have been projected at me from the time I was a child, when I like first said I wanted to be an actress, are things that like later in life I've kind of been unpacking to really uncover exactly what this topic is about, like, what is my talent in this space without anybody else's projections, mm-hmm. expectations or anything around it. And just like really get to kind of, I feel like a flower, and like, it's like all these petals keep like blossoming. And I just keep seeing,
yes.
like, while I'm playing with this work, like, more and more of what it is in my, like, as me, that gets to contribute to this and contribute to the planet and everything. So that's, I guess it's, like, my little, like, from then to now in a nutshell.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering, too, and what I so appreciate about what you've acknowledged already is that you're showing up to the world of acting in a very different way, like, living it consciously, which a lot of people may or may not be aware of is possible, and doing it from a space where you're choosing it, you're being it, and bringing it in with ease rather than more of this reality's point of view on it can be very linear, very cutthroat, very stressful, overwhelming, and in a way that's demanding of people. So I really love how you're being the energy and being the talent that you are, and bringing it in on a whole new level. So that's so amazing. And maybe speak a little bit more about that. I know the listeners are probably curious to know a little bit more of how you do that or what that looks like for you.
Yeah. Well, I think you already like touched on one of the big ones, which is, sort of indirectly, but Who Does This Belong To is one of my favorite tools. And I just this last week had to like, so dynamically like be present with that in my life. There was this sort of casting thing that happened where I got like put on hold for something and then released, then put on hold for something and then released again. And in this reality, that casting was the kind of thing that could have been a game changer. And so I super spiraled into all of that, as you know, we do. And it was so great to just get really present with a friend of mine who was like, well, like, Truth, did you actually, like, is this actually part of what you are creating? And I got a no.
Wow.
And I was, like, shocked. I was like, what? Because here I had, you know, put myself through all of this drama around it and everything. And then it was just, like, this really simple question. And I, like, how grateful am I that I got put on hold? How grateful am I that I had the opportunity to audition for this thing? But, like, I didn't get it. It wasn't a part of this time around, or it wasn't even necessarily, like, going to contribute to what I'm creating, or, like, whatever it was, not even to get linear and logical about it, but it was just that one moment and receiving and perceiving, like, how every, like, even just, like, every other actor who had ever been put on hold for something like this or who had ever auditioned for the, like, how quickly we can tap into other people's worlds around these things and, like, jump into them without realizing that that's what we're doing. So, Yeah,
and how much of that then you were picking up on other people's disappointments or rejections and expectations around that, as well as like really getting clear on an awareness on it that everything contributes to something, and it may not be what it appears to be. So like this, rather not getting that part, something heavy, and this is something I've talked about on the show before, is even something heavy is then part of what can open up other possibilities that may have not been there if that heavy didn't come in the way it did.
Right.
So how much of those things were happening simultaneously with you?
Yeah. Oh, I love questions. it's so cool to look at it too, because I think especially maybe it's not. I don't even want to say especially as an artist, but I do know that. I always love the qualifier of like in this reality, because like in this reality, I'm not supposed to be working almost full time as an actor and filmmaker in Seattle. Like that's not something that's supposed to exist. Or like in this reality, you know, there are all these different things that are supposed to be hard, or it's supposed to be all these things. And like, I am totally guilty of like playing into this reality from time to time. And it's when I'm being a little cuter, but But even that, it's like, it's been amazing. The more that I even let go of like needing to be an actress, like this is just kind of like a funny sidestep story. So when I first started doing Access, I was like, wow, this is what I'm called to do. I guess I'm leaving behind acting. I'm leaving behind filmmaking. Like I'm going to be a conscious practitioner. Like this is it. This is how I'm going to affect the world. And I started to jump in on like different business calls and like all these different things and join these groups and whatnot with the target of like leaving acting and filmmaking to be like a full-time Access person. And what ended up happening is like within not that long of a period of time, I ended up being so busy as an actress and filmmaker that I didn't have time to take on my Access clients. And I
wow.
was like so happy. And I was like, oh, like just another one of those moments where like I had this point of view about like what I had to do to be a contribution to the planet and like how that was going to show up or anything. And like the universe is just like, hey, actually, here's this.
Yes. Wow. And is that actually part of your talent, is that you can actually take all these different things and create them in a way that is beyond what this reality can see? And you did it yourself, and it actually started coming in a way you least expected it. I love that story.
That's amazing. Thank you for that acknowledgement. That's so cool.
It's really amazing. And is that really what living consciously is that we don't have to be in the definition of anything or exclude anything. You know, consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. So as you actually just started showing up and being you and being that for your clients, it's like it all comes in by just choice, and you choose what's in the lightest for you and getting clear on that. And is that really what we're talking about today with regards to talent? It's, you know, it can come in so many different forms, and you don't have to exclude all the parts of you.
Yeah. And I think too, there's something about like just being willing to try anything. Like being like, today I'm gonna paint, or not even like today I'm gonna trade stocks. Today I think I'm gonna try to skateboard, or like whatever that thing is. Like for me, it was like, okay, like I had the moment where I was like, well, I guess I'm going to try this now. And then like, you know, just like whatever that is, what if you just tried it? Gave yourself a day or a week or a month to just try that thing without any expectation of what it was going to create and just see what happened.
Yeah, I love that. And how much of that is really what you've been doing? And as you were choosing what was light for you, then it actually created itself, or everything really is a contribution to life and living. So I'm wondering, that's really as you were being consciousness and being you and being your talents and being all of it, that's the ease that came in. And it was just a choice to try whatever it was. And I love that idea of like even listeners going and just trying things and choosing it and seeing what that's like. It all contributes.
Yeah. And again, what if there was no on any of it? What if you like go and you try to paint and you find out that you hate it? And then you're like, okay, cool. Now I know this. Or like you quit your job and you go get another job and something that you thought was like something you always wanted to do. And then you're like, actually I miss field work. And then so you just go find that job. Like that there's no linearity to it. There's no wrongness in it. And like what if it could just be as simple as like hopscotching around your life and being like, okay, cool, I'm going to try this now I'm going to try this, and now I'm learning from this, and like getting just to play with anything that's tapping on your shoulder.
And I sense you bring up a really great point about how a lot of times people go into a wrongness if it doesn't fit, or if they fail at something, or if it doesn't work out, rather than like kind of going into the problem of things rather than the possibilities. And I can say from my own awareness and encouraging the work that I do with clients is really about getting clear on what else is possible and the possibilities, rather than what if nothing's a problem. And it's just something more to be aware of. Like you said, like, oh, I hate painting, or I hate whatever that is. Okay, cool. Great information.
Right. Exactly. And just take it to, but like, it's so funny because I'll watch myself like, go into some and I'm going to put this in giant quotes, but like dark or like heavy places. And what I notice is that that's usually when I have, when I'm like trying, like when I have like an expectation or I have like somebody else's something that I'm buying into, or I'm like specifically trying to create something, but from the like, the trying to create it as opposed to the like playing with it, or the, I don't know if that distinction makes sense, but the doing,
yeah,
to, you know what I mean? Like where it's like, this has to happen. I'm going to try so hard. and it's really been incredible, because the more that I like will look at those spaces where things start to get like darker or heavier, whatever, however you want to call it, it's like really when I'm operating from some sort of like an expectation or a judgment of myself or a, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's like amazing. Like the second I can really get to that space of like, what's right about this, or interesting point of view that I have this point of view, or like any of these number of tools, it's like the ticket. It's like the key to like unlock the door. And then I'm like out in the sunshine, like singing like the Sound of Music again. And then like everything's awesome. And maybe like, you know, that's a little bit of a simplification. It's maybe not always that quick, but a lot of times it is. Like I have had moments where like that time where my friend just asked me a question, all of a sudden I was like, oh shit, this thing I've been torturing. Like I was ready to be like, maybe I should quit acting. I forgot what this was like. Like literally it was a crazy roller coaster that I put myself through this last week. And to like have that one little question and be like, oh my gosh, this is such a
that it can
moment.
Float right out of the water and clear it. And I literally have this visual of you like prancing in the fields, like Sound of Music. I just visually saw you do that, Hope. But it really does bring up a huge point of like, when you're willing to, you know, go into a question or clear it and realize like, wow, this is what we're taught in this reality, is to go into head tripping, I call it, like the heavy thought, feelings, and emotions when something isn't working out, when really if we can just go into question and acknowledge it, it can really shift it fast. And that's what I hear is happening for you. And it really is possible for people to move through it that quickly. When we get conscious and get aware and start choosing it, it just starts happening very fast. Like speed of space.
Yeah, and one of my favorite things to look at is like again, in this reality, there's almost this this like precedent or this perception that like if it sucks, I must be doing it right. Like if I'm looking at something in my life and I feel really shitty, I hope I can say that word.
Yes, like, of course you can.
Okay, I'm gonna get bleeped out. But like you're like, wow, if I'm like really feeling awful right now while I'm looking at this one thing in my life, I must be on the right track. Because that's what we're taught, right? It's like you got to go in, you got to find the thing that's wrong with you, and you got to fix it. And like that's where the tool of light and heavy has been almost like night and day changed things for me. It's just, and this was happening this morning. Like I'm staying at my friend's beautiful house in Portland. I was just down here. I had I was cast in a role. And so I was on set on Saturday, and I'm here, and I was just like looking at the life that she's created. And I was sitting in my head, just going into all of the like, oh, well, if I had only done this or this, like I could have a house like this, right? You know, like just those things that we do. And all of a sudden, I was like, wait a second. This is not light. Like this moment right now where I'm saying that if I had done A, then this would, or if I, or even it was around my acting. Like I was sitting there being like, yeah, like I really have the quote unquote, again, big quotes, like career that I could have, or that I just, like any of those judgments. If I was a cleaner person, if I was more organized, like, you know, these little things that are just where we nitpick ourselves. And like, maybe there's somewhere where it's like, it might create more ease in my life. But I was sitting there and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not getting any lighter as I like pile the shit on to this thing that I'm judging the crap out of myself right now, which means none of this is true. And if none of this is true,
wow,
what else do I know about this? What else can I look at? What else is possible? Like it was just such a, so that's been one of my favorite tools of light and heavy, and around talents too, because I think that we like, I find myself all the time just shitting on my talents. Like it's so cool. It's totally this reality creation. Like I'm not saying that anybody should go out and try and do it, but it's like, I love the tool of light and heavy, because there will be these moments where I'll be like, man, I really botched that shot, or like I wasn't like doing it, like whatever it is. And they'll be like, wait, that's so heavy. That is so heavy. So who does that belong to? Like, who am I tapping into right now? Is that a demon? Is that an entity? Is that a, or it doesn't even matter. I can just be like, who does that belong to? Or just realize that it's heavy and just be like, okay, cool. Let that go. What's actually it sounds like it clears really fast for you. Yeah, it clears fast. Sometimes it's kind of, for me, what I notice is that it's like the moment that I'm actually willing to acknowledge it is where it, like, then it's like, okay, cool, it's gone. In these moments where it's like, I'm like, oh, that's heavy, that's not mine. Cool. If I flip this like 180 degrees, what would I actually be aware of here? What if I'm actually doing, like, amazing? I'm sitting here thinking I'm like, creating a small life, but I'm not, or like whatever that is. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like when you get to the awareness of it, that's when it lightens. Like, and then you can be in the allowance and get to your choices. And from the choice, then you're choosing something else as a way to really, it sounds like when you're like, oh, yeah, well, that's a lie. Next. I hear
exactly.
It almost, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, too, like, you're bringing up a really great point of what we're taught in this reality about almost being an actor or an artist and more of the, let's say, liberal arts of things, that you have to suffer in order to create, or you have to have a lot of disappointments in order to get somewhere. Well, I'm wondering, is that part of the lie that people are buying, that if you're actually living your talent, it's just about being you. It's about you being Hope. It's about me being, in this case, Dr. Sarah, like just living and being the space and the energy of it, is how we can do it differently than what this reality dictates.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought, my mind just went in like a million directions. I'm so glad you brought this up. maybe not mine, but you know what I mean. A couple of things. So like I have this moment when I was in college where I'm so grateful for this teacher to this day, but one of my like intro, like play analysis classes, the grad student who was teaching it brought in a scientist friend of his to talk to us about science. And it was this moment for me where I was like, oh my gosh, everything is art, which is like an access of time, like everything is the art of creating your life. And I just got him like to the scientist who was studying like earthworms or something, like she's creating all of this, and it's an art form in its own. And then like over here, I'm like maybe writing a play, and that's an art form of its own. And then maybe there's like someone who is figuring out how to like create new kinds of rocket fuel, and that's an art form. And like in this reality we have set where it's like you have the arts and that's in this box, and then you have the sciences in this box, and then you have that, like everything is boxed. But there's really like, and then even that's something like the number of times I've heard, or even when I was younger would say myself, like, well, I'm really not that creative. And like how many of us kill our own creations and talents and creativeness by saying that, but it's like, we're all so wildly creative. However that would like show up. And maybe you don't draw, but you're fucking like inventing rocket fuel. Like, how is that not creative? Or maybe you're not. Maybe you're like singing your kids to sleep, and you've created a relationship with your kids that is beautiful and generative. Or you've created like the way that the art hangs in your house, or you've created a recipe, or you know, like it can just be, it can be so different than what in this reality is defined as being creative or being artistic or any of that. Like it really, it all is everything.
Yeah, and you know what, Hope? Let's do a clearing on that. So everywhere, so everywhere anyone has been in the limitation of generating, creating the truth of the talents that they be in any 10 seconds, like whatever that is, anywhere that we've been limited in choosing that and being that, let's destroy and uncreate all that. Ooh, deep breath in and release all the heavy on the exhale. And if you know pun puck, you can pun puck it. That just lightened up a lot because we were bringing in so much of where people end up being in that limitation or in the wrongness of who they be and really being the walking, talking talent they truly be. And I'm so grateful that you are choosing to live that, like seriously, and how you're being that in the world and everything you're bringing to your industry of your really amazingness and talent with acting and all the different things that you do. It's really phenomenal. And I sense, you know, if people are willing to kind of step up and be that no matter what it takes, even if people are judging, you know, even if the world sees it a different way, once you get clear, it's just keep your eye on the ball and keep choosing it. I sense that's kind of like what we're acknowledging tonight. Is what are you aware of even with that? I mean, wow.
And also, like, what if no one ever told you how to do a thing? So, like it so amazes me how we look at, like, artists who changed the way that everybody did something. And we're like, oh, they're so, like people who are, like, naturals or whatever. I'm getting really abstract. Let me just take it back down. So like, I, for the longest time, thought that I must not be dedicated enough to my work because of the way that I would prep for a role. And I'd hear these people who were talking about this and that and all the different things they do. And what I found for myself actually is that depending on the kind of work that I do to prep for a role, sometimes it puts me more in my head than in the character. And there's like a space of being, and this has been more of acknowledging like my talent with acting too, is like where I can just kind of like step in or I don't necessarily want to say like channel per se, because that has, you know, lots of meanings to it, but like there's something that I be that I'm still discovering that I can be with a character and just like so all of these other ways that I had been taught would almost detract in a sense. They'd like, I'd be getting in my head more than more like, but I was there being like, well, if I'm not doing X, Y, Z, and K, I must not be a dedicated actor. I must not be that dedicated to my craft. And so that would just be my other invitation to people, would just be like, what is it that like that you are being with whatever your talent is, or whatever your talent you're maybe going to discover after this, like listening to this, or like in the future, like whenever it is, what talents are you being that you haven't acknowledged yet? But like, what is it with all of that you actually just do so differently and be so differently than anything that's ever been acknowledged on this planet before? And don't make yourself wrong for that. Like what if that's the talent? And what if you could actually like open the door for a million other people to get to acknowledge that in themselves?
Oh my gosh, I love that. And you know what? Our time has flown by. So this could be a great place for us to even pick up. Would you be willing to come back on the show at some point? I would love to have you back on.
I would love to. That would be amazing. Do you mind real quick?
Sure.
Oh, go for it. I just wanted to let people know that if they wanted to see some of the work that I have created, this is kind of a cool, where I've worked as both a producer and as an actress on it, but there's a web series called Cuddle the Series. They just go to cuddletheseries.com. You can check it out. But it's about a woman who quits acting to become a cuddle therapist, and the hardest person to hug is herself. And it's a comedy. Yeah. So just if some people want to see some of the work that I've done, that's a place that they can check it out.
I would love for people to check that out. And thank you so much, Hope, for being on the show. And I'll definitely have you back on, and we'll continue the conversation.
Yay.
This is so exciting.
This was amazing. Okay. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. And now, just real quick for everyone, the question of the week is, what talent are you refusing to choose and be? What talent are you refusing to choose and be? So be with that and see what comes up. And I would love for you guys to post on Facebook, Instagram, anywhere I'm at. Feel free to post that. And that question of the week will be posted on Facebook shortly here. So now, next week's show, I'm going to have Liz Tupling back on the show, and we are going to continue the discussion on addiction from a different point of view. So we're going to continue the conversation. So please join us next. Actually, that's in 2 weeks. I'm actually also having someone else on next week. It's Jimmy, who is a board certified massage therapist, and we are going to actually be talking about traveling and being in the house of you while you're traveling through this existence and life. So, my friends, have an amazing week. And I will talk to you again soon. And take care for now.